Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So a new study reveals that people are being cheaper than ever before when going on dates. Is this true? Nominate your cheapest date in SoCal. Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Good morning to you on 97.1 Amp Radio. You know, if a dude all of a sudden takes you out to a Mexican restaurant because he knows they give out free chips and salsa.
Just fill up on that.
Orders a water with some sugar and lemons on the side.
Oof.
He's like, I'm gonna make my own lemonade. I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying?
See, I do the opposite when my girlfriend and I go out to like a Mexican restaurant or like an Italian place that brings breadsticks.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Keep those away from the table because I don't want to fill up on those things and then not eat the food that we paid for. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know what you're up to, Olive Garden. You keep those breadsticks off my table.
So you're not cheap, bro. You're good. You're good to go.
I'm cheap in the sense that if we paid for it, we're eating it.
Oh, you're one of those.
We're not taking this home. So you keep those tortilla chips off the table. Like, I'm not, we're not doing that.
Ooh, honestly, that's the best part sometimes.
Right?
That's a trick, though.
Honestly, though, that was one of my biggest turn-ons with my wife when I was dating her. Like, she always ate everything she ordered. I was like, I love you for that. You know, because you go out, you know, me trying to impress a girl, whatever. You get her a nice dinner. Just takes one bite. She's like, I don't know why. I'm just not hungry anymore.
I know.
You're like, hey, kill me. You know, we're taking that Fortugo and we're eating it at the pad. You know what I'm saying?
That's the reason. That's the reason why I end up gaining weight is like in a relationship is because I'm like, we ain't. Nope. You know what? Then I'll finish that plate too. I will eat my food and your food.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, man. Nominate your cheapest date. 97.1 Amp Radio. 877-971-HITS. We got Carolyn from Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Carolyn. Nominate your cheapest date. What happened?
From the moment he picked me up, he started complaining about the gas price to come to pick me up.
Wow.
And then the gas price to go to the destination. And also how this better quote be the best ice cream I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
Of all the driving.
What did you say?
I mean, in the beginning, I held it in. And then afterwards, I was just not the nicest person. And I didn't, obviously, it's safe to say, I didn't even let him drop me off. I took a different source home.
Wow.
You got an Uber or something?
Yeah.
It's funny because I've definitely gone on those dates where guys complain about how much money they have and how maybe they're not doing well or they're in a weird place. And it makes me so uncomfortable. Like,
right?
That would, for me, is my biggest pet peeve. Like, it's TMI. Like, I don't want to talk about our finances on a date,
right?
Especially on a first date.
Parking was $5. Also complained about that. And by the way, the ice cream sandwich was $1.50, which I paid for. And it was just so ridiculous. I'm like, oh my God. And I got the ice cream. I was like, here, this way I don't have to hear you complain about it if you don't like it.
Oh,
I got to confess about the parking thing. My girlfriend called me out early on in our dating because if there's pay parking, I'm like, nope, not going to do it. I'll drive around the block for 15 minutes looking for street parking. Even if it's not even that much cheaper. Finally, she literally was like, if you don't park in the lot, I ain't walking 3 blocks in these heels. So you are parking there right now, and I don't care if I have to pay for it. Then I felt like, Brian, you're really blowing your chances for anything happening later on. So just pay the $5.
Carolyn, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully things are better for you now.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Brian, what are texts saying?
We got one from the 714. Guy took me to Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday for buy one, get one free, and still asked to split the bill.
No.
We got a text from the 714. Guy took me to a hamburger joint, made me order small fries to share, no second dates.
Small fries?
And to share.
Also, don't touch my fries. Like, I want my own fries.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst when someone starts going after your fries, little picky fingers.
No, thanks.
I like the fries that are at the very bottom. You know, the
bonus crunchy fries in the bag, those bonus ones.
The crunchy ones?
Oh, yeah.
From the 323, cheapest first date, guy took me to the movies, but then had his friend try to sneak us in the back of the theater. I said, bye, boy. From Mama Bean, our favorite barista at Coffee Bean, she said a guy took her to the movies, took her to a matinee. She was okay with that. She said, let's get some popcorn. He said, don't worry, I'll get it for you when we get inside. Then we get in the movie, he pulls out a Ziploc bag full of popcorn.
I can't Mama
Winning.
B. No, he's not done yet. He pulls out a Ziploc bag with popcorn, a little, some yogurt, grapes, a banana. Turkey sandwich with jalapenos, two water bottles.
I can't.
Chelsea, you got to appreciate the balance, though.
No.
Of the, you know what I'm saying? The variety of food he had for her.
No, also, I hate sandwiches in plastic bags. When my mom used to do that for, growing up, and lunches, they taste funny. It makes them taste funny. They have this, like, aftertaste.
Chelsea, that's why Ziploc exists.
Okay, well, guess
sandwiches.
What? Get some fresh popcorn, okay?
They've done okay.
Talk about balance. Here's this one from the 949. My husband and I are both cheap. We go on dates to Costco for $1.50 hot dogs and a soda.
Made for each other.
Find your guy.
Yeah.
And the samples. Hello. That's why I love going to Costco.
I'll bring disguises.
That actually would be a funny date if a guy just took you to like Costco just to get samples. Oh,
dude, I'm teaching my daughter.
That's happened before, probably.
Ariela, who's a year and 10 months old right now. That's while mommy goes out and shops and we just cruise around and just sample and she's learning and she's loving it. So proud of her, man. Brandon from Sun Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dímelo, Brandon. Nominate the cheapest date in SoCal. What happened to you, bro?
My sister's husband is the cheapest date in the world.
Because he won't invite you to dinner with them or what?
All right, man. Listen up. My sister's going to kill me for putting her on blast, but she forgot my birthday last week, so she has it coming.
Karma. You got him.
Exactly.
All right, listen up.
We're listening.
Right, so towards the end of college, my sister gave my best friend, her husband, an ultimatum. She said, look, I love you, but I don't think you're taking our relationship seriously, so you have 3 months to propose to me. And my best friend made her regret it. Now, before he took her to the restaurant, he called me 2 days later and told me to get my parents and some of her friends and meet her at that restaurant.
So the whole family's going to meet there. So, like, you're assuming it's going to be some big thing, right?
Oh, yeah. He took her to downtown L.A. He took her to the greatest restaurant in the world. Mm. Tommy's World Famous Chili Cheeseburger.
Ooh, sounds good, though.
Tommy's, bro. That's legendary.
She had no idea it was going to be Tommy's World Famous Chili Cheeseburger. She gets out of the car, and she was pissed. She's like, what's this? And he puts out a ring. And it's that ring pop candy ring.
No!
He gets on one knee. He's like, will you marry me? And before she says anything, we come out with signs and says, we love you. We know you're going to be happy together. She was so embarrassed that she had no choice to say yes.
That's unbelievable. So he got her thinking that she's going to some big fancy thing. Some big event's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The family's all there. And it's a chili cheeseburger place. And he's got a ring pop. This dude is a legend.
There it is. Brandon, did your sister finally get a legit ring? Or is she still sucking on that ring pop?
Oh, she's probably got a legit ring.
Probably? You don't know?
Yeah, probably. I don't know, man. She wears something. She got out of a vending machine at the LA County Fair.
He just keeps buying them on Amazon, and they keep coming in every week. Brandon, thank you for calling in, man. What's your brother-in-law's name? Shout him out.
Eric Macias, bro.
There it is. Brandon, have a great weekend, man. Love you, bro.
You too, bro.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.